time. Joan Lincoln is here. Time for Fashion First, brought to you by Ideal Image. Get up to 25% off pool sculpting at idealimage.com.
So my topic today is how differently men and women see color. And I just found it interesting that, so Kevin and I have kind of been in his closet cleaning out a little bit.
Oh, yeah, the jeans. We talked about the jeans. We got to get rid of his jeans.
He stepped up, though. I'm just going
to
say this.
Story.
Okay, good.
Jason,
I love
Jason bought some new jeans.
Uh-huh.
And they're tighter than he's used to. And
oh, are they skinny jeans?
Uh-huh.
I think so, but they don't work for him.
They don't.
Well,
he ordered them online.
As a woman, I can tell you, skinny jeans do not work
for everybody. For
everybody,
right. I said, they're a little stretchy. I go, they're supposed to be, you know, a little tighter. And he goes, do these look good? And I looked at him and I go, no, not really.
Oh.
Well, what is he? He's like
6'7"? 6'10".
6'10".
8'9", 10". Something like that. One of those, yeah.
But maybe that's not the perfect style for him. But Kevin did step up to the plate. He actually went shopping without me, and he did A-okay in the denim department.
That's
yes, he did. So bye-bye to the old jeans.
Thank you, Lord.
Yep, and hello to the new skinnier leg, and you know,
but not too tight.
But no, he would never go that direction.
Since Tony's not with us today, we can talk about him. We probably need to help him in the jeans department.
Oh, yes, I agree.
And you know, Tony has skinnier.
Oh, Tony
legs.
Could look great in skinny jeans.
But we got to get. We're like Tony bashing on his fashion right
He's
now.
He's not here. We can talk about him.
He'll never take another day off.
So but what's the deal? Tony sees color differently than we do?
And you know, I'm not going to get too scientific, but if you want to Google it, go ahead. But there is a different makeup in men and women in a lot of different departments. But
really? How are we different?
Imagine that.
Explain that one.
But we see things differently. Women have a broader range of viewing color than men.
I had no idea about this.
So they'll see white and we'll see, you know, a crew. And we'll see blue. We'll see periwinkle and they'll just see blue.
Oh, wow. Where periwinkle has a little purplish in it for us.
Yeah, we just have, quote unquote, a broader range of vocabulary when it comes to viewing
and obviously
color.
A broader range of brains. I mean, if we really
want remember, she said that, not me. No, I just found it very interesting.
It is interesting.
That and how men see themselves in certain colors.
Yeah.
And how we can look at them in certain colors and say, that is not
It's interesting.
Working.
Same thing when he was ordering these clothes. He ordered like black, gray, black, you know, just like dark blue. And then I go, let's get some color in the wardrobe. So we did a couple things of color and he goes, well, isn't that blue? And that's blue. I go, no, that's teal.
Yeah.
And that's royal blue.
Right.
So you're right. Yeah. They don't get it.
They don't get that range. And men who don't shop as often as we women, they hold on to colors in their closets that may not necessarily be the right color as
not just colors.
Age and styles and patterns.
Okay.
Time to hoe out the closet.
Men are bad. And I will say, having dated several over the years, you know, I've had to update male wardrobes. And these are cool guys. They're great guys.
Yeah.
But they just are not as good as we are at staying current, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
They need help.
Well, anyways, you know, men and women who shop together stay together. Just let's, you know.
Oh, there you go.
You can read more about it this morning.
Yep, on the
warm
101.3.com.